When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sweet, sweet, kind Dev Patel. Look at him, man. Look how look how sweet that boy is, man. Who knew he was crazy? And just angry. And just, you know, and who knew he could fight?
Yeah.
You know, I saw that. I was ready to start some shit with him. I was ready to take his money. Not now. No, not now. Turns out that you, I don't know if you talk about his mama or, I don't know, killer. He doesn't like that.
Either way.
Yeah, he doesn't like that. He does not like that at all. At least not when he's Monkey Man. You know, that's the... Yeah. So who is this mysterious Monkey Man? Well, Monkey Man that's his alter ego. When he goes into the ring, when he does these nightly bare knuckle fights, he comes in wearing a monkey mask. He's sort of the almost the villain of, you know, how wrestling is. We have an ongoing story.
Yeah, he's the heel.
He's the heel. So he goes in and, you know, he's supposed to take an ass whooping, but, you know, he sees all the poverty going on in his, well, this fictional country or this fictional city in India. You see all the poverty going on, all these rich cats out there just having their way with everybody. And he remembers when they came in, destroyed his home and murdered his mother. So now who can blame him for being angry? But because of stories that his mother told him when he was young, he's been influenced to take up the good fight, fight for the people out there. I thought this is the only thing I'm upset about. I thought he was going to be running around a monkey mask like Batman.
No, me too.
I did too.
I was waiting, like, where's that part coming? Yeah. Like, oh, you're not actually doing that.
No.
Oh, shit.
Well, he's about to do it, and you're like, nah, fuck this.
No. Hell, I want you to see my face when you get this ass whooping. Wearing no goddamn Donkey Kong mask. You're going to see me. But he's taking on a lot of things. He's trying to take on corrupt politicians, corrupt law people, corrupt religious figures, and just India in general. Boy, that's a lot for a monkey to take on, man.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
For just one man or one monkey.
But he's got a lot of anger deep inside of him, and he feels like that's what's going to get him through. Let's go ahead and take a look at this trailer, the one that everybody loved when it came out, this trailer for Monkey Man. And we'll be back with our review.
Close your eyes, and you will find yourself.
When I was a boy, my mother used to tell me a story of a demon king and his army. They brought fire and terror to the land. Until they faced the protector of the people, the white monkey.
There you are. You are a beast.
In this city, the rich don't see us as people.
Give me the job no one wants to do.
I'll do it.
Anyone who forgets their place doesn't turn out well for them.
This is not the place to work if you can't handle that sort of stuff.
Every day, I've prayed for a way to protect the weak.
I've got an answer to every prayer. I call on Nikki.
Minaj.
Big bumper.
Nice headlights.
Let's boogie.
Yeah.
You need to fight for your mother, for all of us.
Anger will not quiet your soul, my son.
Don't call me son.
It's time to remember who you are.
But only love kills more when will they learn?
Just one small ember can burn down everything.
Mark you.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for a fight?
1, 2, 3.
Hey. God damn, that trailer sells that movie.
Yeah.
It's one of the best trailers I've ever seen.
Oh. It really is.
That trailer had everybody hyped for this film. So, you know, Mark, you saw this at South by Southwest.
I did. So, it was one of the early movies, and I was shocked I got into it. Because, you know, being one of the big movies, mm-hmm. I was like, let me try to get one of these express passes. I know it's not going to happen. It was like, oh, I got it.
Nice. Yeah. So what'd you think?
I think the movie is good, but it's not the trailer.
Yeah, well, I said that trailer. that's hard.
That trailer is a lot to live up to.
Yeah,
and I think it's very ambitious, and you get a lot of what you see in the trailer, just not always the same.
Yeah. What about you? What did you think?
Well, if you look at that trailer is like a Better Than Sex, but like you watch the movie, and it's not up as par as that trailer, but it's still a very good movie.
Yeah,
at the same time.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, what you're getting with this trailer, you know, everybody thinks that they're getting a brown John Wick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it kind of sounds like.
Yeah, and they name check
John Wick too.
And it's clear that's a huge influence on what it is definitely trying to be at one point.
Yeah, and this movie definitely is influenced by John Wick and a lot of other action movies, which I'll get into in a little bit. But, you know, first of all, this is a big surprise. With Dev Patel, and people talking about how sexy he is now, because you know everybody did think he was a sweet guy. You know, he's been in everything from Slumdog Millionaire. I think he was in a British show, Skins. Is that what it was called? I think so. You know, he's always been he's been cute.
Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that was right. Oh my God.
We don't talk about that. Say that shit again.
I'm trying
to told you we don't want to talk about that shit up in here.
Chappy.
Yeah. but he ain't made, come on, he had a small part in Chappy. You can't lay that out on him.
That actually plays a role in this.
You talking about a character from Chappy plays a role here?
No. Chappy plays into the, I'll get into it.
But yeah, now everybody's talking about, now he's out there beating ass. Everybody's talking about how sexy he is. But how is he as a director? Listen, so for me, I'll tell you this. On the one hand, this feels like a strong but flawed debut of a first-time director. You know, because the camera work is messy. The camera work is very spontaneous, you know. Because for a time, the cinematography is great. And there's a lot of creative camera work that goes on. I'll tell you what I like about Dev Patel's direction in this is that he's often using the camera movement to tell the story. You know, I don't know if you notice this, but like he's very creative with his camera movements. I don't know how much that has to do with the cinematographer, how much that has to do with him. But I'm thinking about some things that they do in movies that are just, you know, it's just old and tired. He found a way to weave it into his camera work and tell the story, like how he found a fake name for when somebody asked him his name. He didn't want to say who he really was. By the way, his name is Kid in here. That's all he goes by. He adopts a fake name later, but his character is named Kid. So, you know, they what's cool about that is that it allows the viewer to be a participant. They're not just showing you information just for you to look at and just say, okay, you know, you're being fed everything. No, they're allowing you to participate in the storytelling with the movement of the camera here so you can figure out things for yourself. I really enjoyed the cinematography here. I know some people have been talking about problems with the cinematography. How did you feel about that?
When it's good, I think it's great. especially in the third act, and when you get to the action stuff, and even through that trailer, you can see places where the cinematography is awesome. Sometimes the camera work is a little shoddy, but there were circumstances.
Yeah,
they were under some bad circumstances.
Yeah, see, that's the thing with the that's one of the things I like about this, because what'll happen here? Let me see here. So what'll happen here is that the camera work would be nice, man. You know, things would be going nice, and the cinematography would be beautiful. The lighting in this movie is incredible, mm-hmm. and you'll be sucked into it, and you'll just be admiring, and just, you know, even though everything is dirty, there's a beauty to the cinematography over all this dirtiness and this poverty, and you're just kind of you really are just watching and taking it all in and admiring it. And all of a sudden, that movie will sneak up on you like this man right here and just start beating your ass. What the fuck? That movie be dancing all it'll be dancing all sexy. Ain't I pretty? Ain't I nice? Fuck you. All of a sudden, a fight will break out.
Right.
A fight will break out, and then it'll just be chaos cam. And I'm joking about this, but it'll look like that.
Like, the camera's like way too close. I'm like, yo, back up just a little bit. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, the camera is I tell you this. So the camera is handheld. It's very close. It's very shaky. Mm-hmm. And this is when they get into the fights. And sometimes it can be too much. Sometimes it can be very disorienting. It can make you dizzy. You know, but at the same time, a lot of times that worked for me.
No, I thought so. No, with that kind of stuff, I thought it worked, because they show this overpopulated city. That's just, that city is chaos itself, mm-hmm. and everything going on. So when a fight is breaking out and the camera's all over the place, I was like, yeah, it makes me feel like I'm right there with all this shit going on.
Yeah, but also the character of Kid, it's a very dense populated city. It's very claustrophobic how tight mm-hmm. everybody is. Yeah. So you actually make a good point. But also the character of Kid is fucking angry. He is extremely angry. And he struggles to maintain his mind, because the whole thing with him is that he's trying to, he gets a job at a hotel, works his way in into a hard, you know, it's a very, 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 you know, corrupt hotel to get into. So it's very hard to get a job there. But he gets in one way or another. And once he starts getting close to his enemies, shit, his mind just starts going.
I know. I was like, bro, you planned to get here.
Right.
Don't lose it. Right before you get what you want.
The crazy camera work captures just how unstable his mind is. Mm-hmm. Because like I say, the closer he gets to his enemies, the more mentally unstable he becomes. So, you know, when we finally do have fights here, you know, he fights in a fit of rage. You know, he goes into berserker mode. And when that happens, you know, the camera captures all that chaos when he's losing it. And it's raw brutality, man. It really captures the rage of that moment, both mentally and physically. You know, the fighting is supposed to feel dirty. I feel dirty after these fights. Mm-hmm. I feel like I just got my ass beat. I didn't get a punch in. He just held me to the ground.
Broke a bottle over your head.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so the fights here are not staged. I'm sure they're choreographed, but they don't feel choreographed. And I think that that's by design. I think that that's how it should be, because you don't get these, you know, that raw, dirty feeling from having clean, staged fights. You know, mm-hmm. it would seem false for a movie like this. Yeah. And it is very dirty, man. Listen, they have the usual punches, the bone crunches, so much blood. I mean, in addition to the punches and the crunches, there's a lot of stabbing.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of just open wounds, man, on a lot of stuff here.
It's always nice to get away from fights that are just trading punches.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
No, it's just so much blood everywhere, man. And it's, you know, and you kind of... I mean, you kind of brace yourself for when the next fight comes, because they get, as the movie goes on, the fights get more brutal. Oh. That's what got me. And I'll tell you this, while the fights are close and it's crazy, it's, think about Sam Raimi from back in the day when he would do, you know, crazy camera movements. At least he keeps it going. It's quick. It goes very quick, man. And the poor janitor, he comes in, he's just like, what the fuck? The walls and the floor is covered in blood.
I'm not cleaning this.
You can't quit shit.
Goddamn Dev Patel's been here again. Keep telling that boy. Nah, man. And when people, there are certain scenes when people fall, it just looks like their wounds get covered in dirt and grime. It's just, man. It's just, they do a very good job at making a big contrast between what happens in the high rise with all the rich and entitled people and all the people who are just poor and living in poverty and sleeping on the streets. I'm talking about whole families, man. Also, this camera work, while it is close and while it is tight and while it is very grimy, a lot of that, yes, that fits the fighting style and the tone of the film, but a lot of it is also filmmaking perseverance, because they had some of this was shot during COVID.
Oh yeah,
and so they had to use GoPros. They had to use cell phones for some of these things.
That makes sense.
Well, yeah. Also, like a lot of places they had for locations, like that were promised to them. Mm-hmm. Those people are just like, you can't now.
Yeah, they had to go to an island or something. Like, I was reading up on this because I was really interested to see what, you know, went to the making of this. And they had to go to an island. And so they didn't have access to the crew that they thought they would have. They didn't have access to all the equipment they thought they would have. So they just brought in, they made some of the crew members, actors, extras. They used phones when they could get them, GoPros when they couldn't get cameras. And, you know, it all pretty much lend itself to the style of the film. Mm-hmm. So I really, I admire the filmmaking here. So, you know, without a doubt, this is pure filmmaking. It's pure fantasy right here. You know, this is pure action fantasy. And it wants to entertain. You know, it puts all of his influences out there. You know, like when you guys were saying, there's a gun dealer that talks about, you know, hey, you like John Wick? Hey, look what I got here. You know, but it's not a dumb action film. You know, and I don't mean that in an insulting way either.
No, I know what you mean.
You know, dumb action films, they know what they're doing. That's they want to be fun.
Right.
But this is not a dumb action film. This is very political and socially conscious. You know, I was telling you how he's taking on, just everybody here in this movie. In addition to getting revenge for his mother, he's taking on, he's making a statement about the caste system in India, which is messed up.
Yeah.
The caste system in India it's meant to make people feel like, well, if you just tolerate living a shitty life, then you'll be okay. Or they make you feel like shit for aspiring to be more.
Well, also it's a, listen, you were born at this class and this is where you stay.
Yeah.
There's no rising up and you know, getting above that. Just know your station.
Yeah.
You know that certain things you are not allowed to do and live with.
Yeah.
And these people are better than you.
Yeah. And they deserve. You know what these people did? They lived a shitty life a long time ago and they died 100 times and got to where they are. So, hey, you have your turn one day. They also put religion in people's heads to make them feel like, you know, just deal with it. And die a few times, come back one day, you'll be living the life. You know, and that's what this movie is kind of taking on. You know, it's taking on the caste system in India. And the caste system is controlled in certain ways, you know. One, he's trying to reach, in addition to reaching a policeman who killed his mother, he's trying to reach this Hindu, pretty much cult leader, who's trying to have an influence on politics. So this is taking on, again, politics, religion,
and revenge.
And, you know, and as I said, he has to work his way up. These dudes are like the final boss of the
video
game. Mortal Kombat game.
Yeah. And on his way up, he has to like see the indignities of all these other people who, like I said, are living in poverty. You know, people living in the streets, people who are living like he did, you know, at one point. You know, the movie has a lot to say besides just, you know, fighting and whatnot. You know, it has something to say about children living in the streets with their, you know, with their families. Especially have something to do, say something about women. you know, because in where he works, it's a brothel, you know. It's a nice ass brother too, but these women are not treated like human beings. You know, they're just, you know, they're treated like objects. You were talking about, you know, people who go there, who are just rich pricks who are able to just waste $4,000 plates of food, you know, throw it in the dumpster. You know, the ascension to the top is not only, you know, something where he's making these political statements. They also pay homage to some action films. I mean, you know, that whole thing of being in a high rise and going to the top, that's kind of like The Raid.
The Raid, yeah.
Also, just his you know, this, his fury for revenge is like Old Boy. You know, is what it at least it reminded me of that. And some scenes are like that too. I mean, people getting hit on the head with damn objects and hammers. And,
yeah,
it's very much like Old Boy in that sense. Also, the movie has a message about transgender rights. I mean, they taking on a lot of shit in this movie, man, just for this to be an action film. And it's kind of cool because in India, from what I understand from, you know, reading about this movie, they have a transgender community, an area where a lot of people, transgender people are. And, you know, he, that's where he takes refuge with these transgender people. And it's not, you know, and these transgender people are not helpless, you know, side figures. Shit, he's about to get his ass whooped. They come in and save the day. Please. There's some badass trans right there, man.
By the Avengers in game.
The Avengers of trans, man. You know, all this messaging, I don't know how y'all feel about it, but all this messaging never takes away from what this movie is, which overall is an action film.
I kind of thought it did.
Did you?
Here's the thing, because you're right. Monkey Man is taking on all these things.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's a little too much for Monkey Man. And just as I think it's a little too much for Dev Patel for his first outing. It's very ambitious.
Yeah.
But he's taking on all the stuff you're talking about and throwing in the whole monkey god mythology. It's a lot going on and trying to shove all these things in there. It's funny. I feel almost like a hypocrite because I'm always saying, man, these action movies, they're too simple. They're just written down to the lowest common denominator. And here's one that does have a lot to say. And I was like, it's a bit too much. And I don't know if it's just too much in general or it's just too much for an inexperienced director. But, and, you know, I mean, there's also, you know, all the trouble they went through to try to get this done. So that's part of it. But I think... When I was watching this, all these things felt like they were separate pieces in here rather than melding together as one smooth kind of I don't know, fondue, more like a stew just of chunks.
Yeah.
And I think I felt that it was throwing the pacing off.
Yeah. See, I didn't see that. It worked for me.
Yeah.
I admired the ambition behind. That's one of the things I thought. I mean, he's juggling a lot. And I thought, wow, he's, you know. He's putting a lot in here and saying a lot and somehow still maintains a really cool looking action movie.
I completely admire the ambition. The pace of it all going from here to here to here to here, it wasn't quite working for me. I was still liking it. Liking it a lot. Yeah. But I was just like, it's just something about it. It felt very stop start.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm in the middle of both of y'all. Cause I like that they put a spotlight on it. Cause I was like, I didn't know that's really going on like that over there.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, I did feel like it was a little too much.
Yeah, see, I thought it was gonna be too much at first. And then where it all ended up, I was like, man, this guy, for me, you know, again, it's going, cause I can see it for being, just like the camera being shaky and, you know, and handheld, I can understand it's not gonna work for some people.
Yeah.
You know, it worked for me here.
I was okay with the shaky cam. Like I said, I'm with you on that.
But I, you know, as far as him doing his messaging, what I think worked for me is that I got set up in the beginning for what he was doing. Because in the beginning, it's not gonna start, it doesn't start out like a just, you know, an all out action movie. And so if you're expecting that, you might be disappointed, but it doesn't do that. You know, from the beginning, it started out very slow, actually. And I'm not saying slow, slow might be the wrong word. In the beginning, it just felt held back because you know, he plays the heel in this wrestling match, mm-hmm. you know, as Monkey Man. And he's supposed to get his ass whooped. He's supposed to go in there and get beat down. So he's holding back. And it feels like the movie's holding back. And it's a very slow boil. I would even say in the beginning, the feeling I got from this is that this was not even an action movie at the beginning. It felt more like a crime thriller mm-hmm. than an all-out action movie. But then when it does kick in, and that's, you know, I think the action is pretty good. And I think, you know, maybe I'm just kind of more in admiration of what he's able to do as a filmmaker than what he's failing at or not doing. Because there's a lot of stuff that he takes from other action movies that they do, a lot of tropes out there that we see, and he puts them in here, but somehow he's able to make them his, make them feel less cliche. Like the training montage. Yeah. There's a training montage here. But it was cool because it didn't feel like the, you know, the quick cut training montage you see in another action movie. Here he made it seem, he made it have cultural, have a cultural meaning behind it. You know, he was able to work in like the drums from one mm-hmm. of the transgender people that were dwelling in the area that he was in. They were playing drums while he was doing it. You know, they were using material that they had around the temple to do that. You know, and it was a slower pace, and it actually felt like he was again weaving into the story. So
yeah, that was one of those things where I appreciate all the cultural relevance of it, but I was like, it's still a training montage. Yeah, I wish we could just not do that.
Man, you and I just on opposite. Yeah, I mean,
it has to be a training montage.
That's the mentality right there.
No, but I'm saying, but like for him to like, you know how he started and how he ended.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like he has to show growth there. So that's what the training montage is for. That's just how I see it. Like they got to, you know what I'm saying? And they know he goes crazy later on. So it's like there has to be an explanation for that and how he's able to do that. That's just how I see the training montage.
Okay, that was one of the things where when I was watching, I was just like,
yeah, okay. Yeah. I actually liked it. I mean, I
what like the fuck with the drums?
Yeah, that's what I liked.
With the drums.
I liked all the stuff around it, but just the fact that it was a training montage. Again, I was like, okay.
You know, like I said, if it wasn't part of the story, that'd be different. But I don't know. But you know, like I said, not everything works for everybody in a movie. It's, you know, not everybody's going to agree on whatever. You know, they'll find different things.
And I'm not trying to be the negative Nelly because I really did like the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. It sounds like you did. I mean, and if you didn't, you know,
leave me alone, goddamn.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't like it, I'm gonna tell you what the fuck is wrong with you. Like, you know, that would be your thing, man. I'm just saying, you know, I think that you have legitimate criticism here because I think that the style of this movie, I think, is a divisive style. You know, it's so hectic there. You know, again, there's certain things that they do that you see in other action films. You know, those things, you know, you might like, you might not. Depends on your taste. But I think that's, you know, says something about him at least approaching it differently than what we see in a lot of movies. You know, I think that he's doing an amazing job at making statements in here and keeping them in balance, but he's never forgetting that he's making an action film. He's never forgetting that he's there to entertain mm-hmm. Dev Patel. And I did find this very entertaining. You know, but you're right. There are certain things in here that I could criticize too. I don't think the camera work works all the time. You know, I do think it's a little too much. I do think it's a little disorienting even for me. I was getting dizzy in some parts. A lot of flashbacks.
Yeah, that was another thing. That was another thing that, and I keep seeing this in movies, but yeah, this was one where I was like, man, I wish people who like to do flashbacks and mess and chop up the timeline would just look at their stories linearly and go, you know what? It actually works like this. There's no reason for me to keep playing around. Here, I get it, because some of this stuff happened a long time ago, but there were a bunch of flashbacks, and it was just a point of like, you can stop teasing this. Yeah. We can already kind of tell what went down.
Like, I get it because it's like it's past trauma. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they're showcasing it. But they just keep going. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, all right.
Yeah, it's just...
And that's probably led to a lot of my feeling of the pacing being off.
Yeah.
Like, now, stop, start.
There, I can understand that because there's a couple of flashbacks where it's like, I get it. You know, it's like we don't have to keep going back to the little ass cry all the time. You know, right. I get it, man. I get it.
We just seen him cry so many fucking times. Yeah,
I thought those exact same words.
I mean, I know
his little ass crying.
I'm sorry your childhood got destroyed, man, but I'm tired of looking at your little ass up there crying, looking at fire all day.
Oh, that's how he do the whole movie.
Oh, your childhood got destroyed? Look at the Star Wars prequels. What about mine?
That's how that kid do the whole movie, just cry.
Yeah. I mean, I know his mama died.
I know.
Yeah. I want to see Monkey Man, not your little ass right there. I want to whoop your ass right now. It was for me. Now, so again, this might work for some people. You might be getting a lot of information and emotion from it. But goddamn, I mean, they had one flashback that told you everything you need to know. Now, all these other flashbacks, they were just kind of just extra.
And that was kind of a thing with the flashbacks, and you're supposed to get the emotion. I never really got the emotion. I always felt like I was looking at it rather than being in it.
I can see that.
I got the emotion from one of them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The one that mattered.
Yeah.
And then the other one is like,
shit,
all right,
the only one we needed. I was like, all right, that's sad. All right.
That's a whole entire movie.
Yeah. But now you just showing off.
Yeah, milking it.
Damn, boy. Get that boy something else to do. That boy is all he does is like, mama.
No.
God damn, shout. No, I don't hate kids. I felt bad for him, but fuck, I got it. Monkey Man, that's why I came to see.
You got 10 minutes.
Where Monkey Man
at? I came to see Monkey Man, that little bitch.
You got 10 minutes of screen time just crying.
Yeah, I got it. But listen, man, I did like the movie. What's my rating? Well, I'm going to go ahead and pass it on these guys and let them have some of their last words here, and then we'll start giving our ratings. What do you think, man?
Well, you know what? When you see something at South by Southwest and people accuse you of loving it just because you were with the crowd and all that, crowd was into it. And like I said, I liked the movie. I didn't love it, but I did like it a lot, and I admired it. And it's Dev Patel, you know, for a directorial debut, it's strong, and especially considering the obstacles he had to overcome, kudos to him.
Yeah.
It's one of the things he talked about. I was happy to be there. Like, it made me more favorable just to have him there to talk about what it took to make the film, and all the shit that went wrong, and how Jordan Peele kind of saved them. But the interesting thing was when I brought up Chappie, because that was directed by Neil Blomkamp.
Mm-hmm.
And when he originally had this idea, he went and pitched it to Neil Blomkamp, like sat him down. He's like, you know, my buddy and Charlton's here. He told Charlton Copley about it, and then pitched it to Neil Blomkamp. Said he was there for a long time, a whole evening, just telling him all about it. And Neil Blomkamp was just like, man, I think you need to direct this movie.
Wow.
And he's like, oh, I didn't think about that. And I'm sure Neil Blomkamp was like, listen, I'm a white guy from South Africa.
Yeah,
I ain't telling that story. Shit, you ain't putting that on. Plus, he's like, plus you want all this shit in there? Nah, player, that sounds like you.
Yeah. So nice, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That was one of the interesting tales that he told there. But like I said, it's one of these movies where I go like, man, I would love to see what Dev Patel does next. Because this is impressive. I also want to see what whoever edited that trailer, what they do next.
Yeah,
for real.
That's the son of a bitch knows how to sell.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think it's good. I think if you see it, you're gonna like it. I think it just doesn't, you know, I got some problems with it. For me, it's a very high matinee.
Okay, what about you, sir?
I'm like right around the same park as you. Whenever I first saw a trailer, I was fucking hooked. I'm like, yo, this is probably gonna be the movie of the year, stuff like that. And maybe I walked in with just too high expectations because I didn't think it was that good, but I thought it was okay. I thought it was fair. What I do like about this movie is that it's more than just an action flick, like you said earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you go see John Wick, it's just straight action.
Yeah.
There's actually a really good story behind it, I think he did a very I didn't know if it was his first directorial debut. I did not know that.
Mm.
I thought this was like an experienced director. So no, this was his first one. I'm like, wow, like y'all said, I want to see what he does next. Mm. Like I was very impressed with his work. Things that didn't work though, the camera work, I just was not feeling it. I thought I like the POV shots, but sometimes I felt like they were just too close. And I just felt like, yo, let's widen out a little bit so I can actually see what is going on. Yeah. And they do it a lot in this movie. And I just, I kind of like you said earlier, we kind of get dizzy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah. That's how I was kind of feeling. One of my favorite characters though was the who was his friend in the movie?
The dude, he's funny.
The dude with one leg.
Yeah, one leg. That's why I called him, but I don't know his real name.
Yeah.
He always is hopping around everywhere.
Yeah, that dude right there.
Yeah, no, I liked him in the movie. I know we didn't really get to talk about him a lot.
Yeah.
But I liked him, but I kind of felt sorry for him because now like something happens and he gets stuck in all the bullshit. So mm-hmm. I was like, damn, I kind of feel bad for him.
Yeah, I wish I could figure out that guy's name. Let me see. Because he was very good in the movie.
There was no bad actors here.
No. Oh, this guy's name is Pratapsh Tripathi. Tripathi. I don't know.
Good luck with him.
But call him PT.
But man, like there was just so much to love here, and I really did like that they put a spotlight on things that I did not know about. I didn't know that there was like prostitution and all that stuff going on over there.
It's a prostitution everywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
a prostitute yourself?
Oh. Shut up, man.
Probably got to bring up old stuff.
That was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. But like I didn't know it was there like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I didn't know it was to that extent. So I'm really glad that he actually ended up showcasing that. I'm glad he ended up showing like all the religions and stuff like that. Those were actually really cool things to see. Look, I'm right there with Martin. I give it a high matinee.
Also, as heavy as this movie is, and we just saw this right here. As heavy as this movie is with all its themes, all its messaging, there are moments where Dev Patel does have a sense of humor. You saw it in the trailer.
1, 2, 3.
That's what I'm talking about, where he plays with tropes and makes it his own mm-hmm. with action movies. With this, I'm probably a little higher than, just a little bit higher than y'all with this. My admiration runs deep with this movie here. You know, I think it's a strong debut, and it felt personal with the statements, but it didn't feel so personal that, like I say, he forgot to make a revenge action movie. Still room to grow, but that's the exciting thing about seeing a director with a strong debut like this. Probably could tighten his future movies up a little bit more, work with an editor or whatever. This was great for this movie, but probably, now that you don't have COVID and you don't have to work with GoPros and cameras, maybe your camera work can improve. But I think that overall, for me, it's a low full price. I really did enjoy this. And like I said, maybe it's just I was just watching this and just impressed the whole time. Mm-hmm. And that might be swaying me that way. But it's just, the movie just looks good, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so much going on here from a first time director that works more than not for me. So, yeah, I give this a low full price. And I'm like, y'all, I can't wait to see what Dev Patel does next. Dev Patel kind of pulled a Jordan Peele. That's why a lot of people mm-hmm. see them working together. Not that he went hard or anything like that, but he did go into genre filmmaking. Mm-hmm. And he came from an area where a lot of people thought like, oh, this nice guy, he's gonna make a rom-com or something, a dog movie or something. It's very impressive, I thought. So yeah, I recommend it. But then again, everybody kind of gave it some good marks.
No, it was yeah. good. Man, I tell you though, a lot of beautiful women in that movie. Oh my goodness.
Don't do it.
I told y'all, I like them all, goddammit. They look good in this movie.
I'm not gonna say anything. I'm not.
What?
Gonna say
ain't nothing. What?
I'm not gonna say.
They
anything.
Look good.
Yeah, his fingers moving.
No. I'm not. No, I'm putting it on one of the girls right here.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, she looked good.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Here we go.
They must have the contrast turned up at your screen. Yeah, she looked too brown for you, man. Those light bulbs must have really been working at your screen, man.
Well, I did go to the dollar theater.
Yeah, there we go. She eating cheap ass hot dogs.
No, I didn't get one today.
They
look good, though.
All of them look good.
Thank you.
All right. There you go, people.